Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dun, 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 dun.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's handcrafted vodka. Scotty's vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV.
Yes, it is.
All our listeners in Virginia, here's what I need you to do. Go to the ABC store, march right up to that counter, tell them you need Scotty's, they'll order it for you, and you can enjoy the same vodka me and B. Mitch enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, something else me and B. Mitch enjoy, talking to the one and only Rick Doc Walker. The doctor is back. What up, Doc?
The Rickster.
Hey, don't all guests get that Scotty's vodka? Isn't that part of being on the show?
You got it, dog. You know what? I got a bottle for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll bring you a bottle.
All right, good.
You'll see me in the parking lot next week, and I'll have a bottle of vodka for you.
You may be drinking.
I'd appreciate that. I really do appreciate it.
DOC, one thing I always love about you is that you try like hell to not get caught up in all of the other stuff that seems to surround the burgundy and gold. You care about football. And yet, this morning, we got a whole batch of other stuff. You played this game a long time. You got asked questions as a player. You've been in the media a long time. You've asked tough questions of players.
Yeah.
Let's start with, what do you make of the questions asked of Carson Wentz?
It's business as usual. I mean, if my starting quarterback got flustered over anything other than a 300-pound defensive tackle hitting him, I'd be disappointed. I really would. I said the same thing in January. This third team, third 3 years, this is his last shot at QB1 is how I phrased it. And again, he'll be in this league another decade. Because look at the quarterbacks. You got 32 teams. You got 16 guys worth their salt. So he'll be employed for another decade. The question is, can he get back to the level that he's displayed he's capable of? And that's what all of us are waiting on, and no one knows until we see it.
Talking earlier when he first got signed, and everybody was talking about contract year. Like, this is a contract year for him, because if he plays great, he'll probably get extended. He doesn't play great, then you never know what will happen. And I said, no, it's a career year. And I think those questions that Scott asked were along those same lines. And when I said career year, I had some people come at me on social media saying I was being harsh. But no, I'm being honest. Because when you're on three teams in 13 months, that third team is taking that chance. But that third team is also saying we need to see why the other two did something before we make a commitment to. And just like one of my buddies that just texted me, you know, they're talking about the disrespect and the commitment. They didn't extend him.
They didn't rework the deal.
And extending him would have been much better for the maneuvering of getting players and more players around.
Amen.
They did not. So when you want to I felt like Carson handled that perfectly. He handled it.
I agree.
When I first got in this town, I talked to veteran players, yourself and a lot of people too, and they always say, answer your question. My dad told me, answer questions for myself. Don't let nobody else answer for me. So if I was in Carson's position, I am dialing my president and saying, look, I don't need you to talk anymore for me. I can handle this. If it's too tough, I'll address the person.
Well,
I don't need you to do this for me, because this has brought more attention and scrutiny now and pressure towards Carson. And the team, I think, also. It makes no sense.
I looked at this as in our culture. if you serve time for a crime and you come out, you don't treat people like they're still guilty if they serve the time. Mm-hmm. So God, if he's got to prove that he can take himself to a level he's already been to, so most people have never been where he's been. All we're hoping is that he gets back to that. And this town, by embracing him and showing him love, is the best remedy for that. I've watched this guy every day, how he comports himself around his teammates. He's made a genuine effort to extend himself and to be that leader. Not every quarterback is a leader. You were a quarterback, and you're a phenomenal leader. Not everybody is that way. I didn't look at Rip that way. I didn't look at Kirk Cousins that way, and they were fantastic at doing their job. You know, it's just a matter of what he's going to have to do. You're right. They put kerosene on a small, slumbering fire. It wasn't even a blaze.
Yep.
And now it's a blaze.
Yep.
But that's what happens here, and we have to look beyond that. And hopefully Carson just moves on, and his teammates embrace him by making plays. I got to block my butt off for him. I got to catch everything thrown at me. Do everything you can to elevate this entire team. This is not about one person.
Yep. Well said, Doc. That's my biggest thing is I think this whole thing would have gone away, and now it's a national discussion. And in my interactions since they acquired him, I've dealt with Carson a fair amount on camera with microphones. I've talked to him a decent amount without cameras, just guys talking.
Yep.
Total pro every time, every situation I've had, he's been a total pro. And I think he handled the question completely fine. He got a 10 out of 10, and it would have gone away. Let it go away. Like, there's a game tomorrow, Doc. What do I love? What does B love? What do you love? The games.
Football.
The game. I can't wait.
We're distracting from the game.
Yeah. Well, it's distracting if you pay attention to it.
Sure.
And well, you mentioned it perfectly for me.
What happened, Doc, I watched the Ravens last night.
Yeah, me
I watched
too.
The Titans last night.
I even watched
the Giants and the Patriots go at it.
Me too.
I was like, I'm waiting.
And I watched Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
So, how good was that? And I watched Hard Knocks.
So I came into here today. We were going to talk about all this stuff. And my hopes was for my team to go out and present themselves. Like, I think all four of those teams did some damn good things last night.
Me too.
And we are focused on this because it's the biggest story. And when you're in this business, we have to talk about the top stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want this team, and not just the player, not just the coaches. I think everybody, Jason, Dan, everybody, to get to the point where the only topic that we discuss is football. The business stuff, we don't have to hear about that. The other stuff, the distractions should go away. And then all of a sudden, here we go again. And I think that's what they don't understand. Yeah, I'm defending. Carson is a grown-ass, healthy man. They don't need nobody to defend him. He can defend himself.
No, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to hear you two this morning, your response to it. But because I already knew where it was going to go. It's the day before a game, and a very important game, although it's preseason. Preseason, yeah. If you're 11 and whatever or 12 and whatever, it's just preseason. Everybody, the Rams don't play anybody. You see their personnel?
They won the Super Bowl last year.
Seven-win team. What I love about Hard Knocks, they won three games. And they had brother was almost crying after practice, talking about how bad it hurt him and what they're trying to get accomplished. They're reestablishing themselves. We're in the same boat. And I saw their practice, and I couldn't wait to get to JP today because JP's camping out there. He got a trailer and the whole nine yards. And I'm thinking, he looked like, I really do, man. I go, man, put the brother on concrete. Give him some asphalt. He's sitting out there slushing in the swamp, but he's getting the job done. And I said, watching Detroit's practice, I said, are they in the same league? They're tackling? It was like a completely different game. I said, oh, okay. So there are some people roughnecking this thing. So we'll see how it turns out. Ravens were criticized last year.
But see, this is
the thing, they went to the playoffs.
Seeing them do that on Hard Knocks.
Oh, my God.
And this is I always have understood the rules to be that you can do 10 to 14 of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I just think that some people chose not to do them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you bring it up, they always say, well, you know, the rules have changed. Well, obviously, you can still do it because it's they wouldn't be doing it on Hard Knocks.
I'm right, with the cameras there.
That you can't. So I'm sure you agree with this, Doc. That when you played the game of football, didn't you have to get to a point in preseason and all that stuff where you knew I can go through a whole game of football when the season finally started?
That's the goal.
So when and so I, that's why I know people have a problem with me always saying this. I feel if you don't have your starters play the first half, go into the locker room and come out the second half and give me at least two periods, then you're not preparing your team to be ready for the first game. I just feel
you know,
that
Brian,
way.
I talk about adrenaline, and people don't focus on the fact that we play this game at different levels. You had Wayne. Well, I didn't think you had Sevier.
Yeah.
No, you had Rodriguez.
I had Sevier for 3 years.
Okay, you have three. So, you know, yeah. I use the Wayne Sevier theory. He would go over to Monty Coleman. He'd go to our linebacker. He'd go to Okiewicz. He'd say, hey, I just talked to Donnie and Clint and Doc, and they said, could you guys take your panties off today so they can get a look? We play the Giants this week. And, now, of course, we didn't say that. Then he'd come over to us, and he'd say, hey, Donnie goes, I just left Bonnie in, and they said, are you guys in that menstrual cycle? Is it over? Because we would really like to see – some effort today. And you look at me and go, what? So we go out there, and it's almost like the practice, the most memorable practice in Burgundy and Gold history is when they're in the Super Bowl, and this kid out of Plaquemine, Louisiana, looked like he had just been let out of San Quentin. They're in the Super Bowl practicing, and they had to call the practice off because this lunatic is out there going after people. That's the level of intensity. Oh, by the way, they won the game and won the championship. That you have to have. I don't know how these guys prepare for a real game by never having any action, especially the defensive players. I'm at a complete myth over it, but I'm going to just wait and see because the proof is in the pudding.
There you go. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the pudding because we're going to get back to the phones. I want folks to react because there are a lot of people that think Jason Wright was right to defend Carson. There's a lot of folks that want to say that. So you're going to have your opportunity. But the actual game that's on tomorrow that you'll be working, what do you want to see tomorrow, Doc?
I want to see the things that I've seen over my tenure here. There's a kid out of Plaquemine, Louisiana, that took a kickoff all the way back in his first shot. There's a kid plays at Arkansas for the Razorbacks that made a tackle without a helmet. There are certain instances that I come out of every preseason – I'm looking for dogs. I want to know right now, even though they've been they had a pretty good session pad. It went goal line. They've done some nice things I like. But I really want to see what the bright lights bring. I mentioned adrenaline. You don't necessarily practice with adrenaline on when a guy's got a different color jersey. I've said this as long as I've been on the microphone, that I know this is stupid, but that's who I am. I would go to my quarterback and tell him, you got to take that shirt off. You're going to dress like you were in the game. But I'd privately go to my defensive meeting and say, if you touch him, you're cut. But I would want him to feel like he was live bait at least once before we actually did it.
Uh-huh.
For the life of me, I do not understand how you prepare for something as physical as football without any physical periods. Now, they've had some here. I'm not saying they haven't. But that's what I'm looking for. I'm excited about preseason as every year because I'm looking who's a depth guy, who's fighting, who's got a chip on his shoulder. That kid, 35, I know you got to him. I already know you got to him. Percy Butler, I cannot wait. He's a heat-seeking missile out there. A lot of guys run four or fast, but they don't play football fast. This kid... I cannot wait. So I got guys I get goosebumps over just waiting to see them perform. And that's what the game is. For me, I remember my first game. I broke my arm in the second half. The first half, you're hyperventilating. It's your Super Bowl. It's everything. And I think you're going to be surprised by the level of effort. Just based on what I've seen, these guys take this seriously, and they have a pretty high work ethic. We'll find out if they'll bite.
Yep. I like both the young safeties. I like Butler a lot. I think he's going to be on the field a ton this year. But I think Forrest has had a good camp too, man. Forrest flies around too.
Yeah, they're not afraid. And that's 48 in your program. They're not afraid. They come in there, man. But our big guys, it's all led by leaders. John Allen, he has a standard. And now he's going up against this caveman in Andrew Norwell. I'm telling you, if you just want to see WWE at its finest, these two Rams are button heads at a very high level. So I'm getting what I need to see. I like a lot of these guys. F.A. Obata, I can't wait to see him turned loose.
It's a big man.
Oh, my goodness. And they got a guy in there. I want you to remember this. Justin Hamilton, he wears 79. B. Mitch, I saw him do a jumpy gathers. He did a forklift out there. And I'm telling you, man, they've got some guys, and that's what we need. We need players. You're a 7-win team. So you should be doing everything possible to get out of that. And that's back-to-back 7-win seasons. 10 or 11 is where you have to go. That's the standard. Anything less than that is unacceptable.
I'm with you there. I know football is won in the trenches. I know that, Doc. Mm-hmm. But I'm also pretty excited to watch a rookie quarterback. And I think we'll get to see a lot of them. That kid has a 14. Cannon.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what I said to him, and I do this regularly, I'll go up to a guy and I'll say, hey, just want to let you know that I'll be doing a broadcast. And based on what I've seen, I feel like you are going to be the player of the summer, that this is your summer. Now, if it's too much pressure, let me know now and I won't do it. I'll back off. Man, this dude looked at me. I can see veins busting out in his eyes.
I like it.
Like he was about to go vampire. He said, bring it. And that's when I get my – I love talking with these guys, man. These guys, they work. James Smith Williams, I love him. William Bradley King. There's just so many guys I can go on and on and on. Panishuk, my guy from Michigan State, he's a Viking. I always use Dean Hamill as my example, the Tasmanian Devil. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to get guys in here who are going to prove to you why they ought to be here. They're fighting for jobs. I ain't looking for the bonus baby to come out and got his brand-new rim car out in the parking lot. We've seen enough of that. We've had a parking lot full of Rolls Royces and couldn't win more than 8 games. I'm sick of that. What I'm looking for right now is guys get dropped off by the Uber, and they come in there, and they go take somebody's job. And if you don't have that attitude, then it's never going to work.
I'm with you on that 100%, big bro.
I got dropped off by an Uber today, Doc, just so you know.
Yeah, your truck. I mean, I was happy to hear you got a chance.
No, he got dropped off at an Uber to his truck.
he did.
Yeah, he was smart, man. He got in the Uber to go home because he couldn't drive the truck home.
Oh, he was with you?
No, he wasn't with me.
Oh, okay.
No. You know, I make sure I take care of the young bucks.
That's true. You do that. You do that.
Doc, everybody gets to watch you tomorrow, man. What do you got cooking?
No, it's not about me. It's what they got cooking. I'm just going to interpret what I see. I can't play for it. I can't do anything but describe what I see. And hopefully, I told you, I always look for level of intensity, violence. I want to see people that have to be backed off, not sped up. John Thompson taught us all.
I'm a fool.
There you go.
Resurrect the court.
There you go. Resurrect the dead. I'm looking for people by nature that have to be pulled back, not people that got to be pushed forward. I don't need that. I've seen enough of that. What I'm looking for, no more Ashburn All-Americans. I'm looking for FedEx freaks. And that's what I'm looking for tomorrow.
I love it. No more Ashburn All-Americans. We FedEx want the freaks. FedEx freaks.
I like it.
FedEx freaks.
The official stance of the B. Mitch and Finley program, we are pro-freak.
Yeah,
In all manners of the word.
All gas, no brakes.
Doc, thank you for the time, man.
That's it. Hey, man, always a pleasure.
All right, D.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Later, man.
The one and only Rick Doc Walker. Give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram, @ Rick Doc Walker. Doc is a D.C. legend. You know who else is? Paul Henry.
Yes, he is.
I've been working with Paul Henry for over a year now. He's done tremendous work on my house. This fall, he's coming back out to the crib, going to fix up my back porch. I can't recommend working with Paul Henry enough. He's a class dude, and when he shows up, you feel comfortable. You don't always get that when you're working with contractors and other companies. Paul makes you feel comfortable. He's not trying to oversell you. He's just trying to get done what you need for your home. B, I know it's worked great for you.
I've been on these airways for over 30 years, and people know I don't give everybody a bunch of praise. I don't normally go out there and and rave about people, but I rave about Paul because it's exactly what it is. Paul goes out, he exceeds expectations, he does a great job for you, he's open, he's honest, he's fair with his prices, and when he comes in, he doesn't leave, like, people do come and do some work in your house, and they leave it different than when they saw it. Now, he cleans up, tosses the stuff away, and you come in, and you just have to keep living, not trying to do anything. Paul came in and did a great job at my house, and I'm having him come back to do some more stuff. So if you want to get the same type of treatment JP and I are getting, reach out to Paul right now at 540-359-6842, and you can get $100 off each window, and you get five with the five window minimum, and you can get up to $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Windows Installation today. That's paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
One more time.
You know what day it is, B?
Yeah.
Vodka Red Bull Friday.
Yeah.
Powered
Scotty's
by
Vodka Red Bull
Scotty's
Friday.
Scotty's handcrafted vodka. Scotty's vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. John, in 4 years when you turn 21, I'm going to get you some Scotty's, son. Not till you're 21, all right? Now, Jim Andrew Mullins, you are 21. Did we give you any Scotty's? We haven't? Yo, if the Scotty's people are listening, we need another couple cases because me and B are giving it out to the people and drinking it, but we're giving it out to the people.
Yeah, drinking more than that.
Listen, folks still want to respond. Obviously, the story of the day should be a football game. It's not. It's a internet brouhaha. A local reporter asked some tough questions of Carson Wentz. Honestly, they were reasonable questions. I think they were phrased a little frankly, but nothing was inaccurate. Play it for me, Landfill. Before phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I also want to open this up. If you want to call in and just talk about the game tomorrow,
please,
that's cool too. And we got to ask B. Mitch anything at 1 o'clock. Here's the clip that's got the streets mad.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think about all that stuff. For me, I'm playing the game that I love, and I have the most confidence of anybody in myself to deliver, to play at a high level, to, you know, be a part of something special here with this team. And so I don't put all that pressure on myself. I don't put, you know, people can feel that way. People can say what they want, and I have no issue with that. You know, that is what it is. But for me, I don't think in those terms.
I just listened to that again, and something else hit me. He said, Philly Nuance, he said, real talk. It's been well documented, which means I'm telling you stuff that people are saying. Philly Nuance, he said, do you think? He didn't say this is. Do you think this is your last chance? That basically makes the question simple to me. He gave him that opportunity. He didn't just say, oh, you know it's your last chance of playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that softened the question up for me even more. So I don't know. I guess I just grew up in a different area and a different time and around different people than most grew up, because that's not tough by no stretch.
Well, here's the thing. Carson handled it completely fine.
Totally right. So I feel that the people that are upset because the question was direct, that's crazy. We don't all think and act the same way. We ask questions in different ways. And some of us, we try to ask the question according to what our personality is. Why would we want somebody else to be us? Be who you are. That's what I loved about that Hard Knocks even more than anything. Their coach told them, be who you are. Don't try to act like somebody else.
I'm with you, B. So this only really became a big thing, I believe, because Jason Wright responded this morning on Twitter strongly. Strongly is how Wright responded. I'll tell you exactly what it was. I had closed out Twitter because I'm trying to breathe a little here. Jason Wright said of the interview, thankfully, Carson demonstrated grace in class in response to this pompous, unprofessional mess. I recognize you have made a living on childlike provocation, but it needs to be called out. Don't expect special access and good luck building rapport with the guys. I want to let folks respond. Tailgate Ted is on the line. What up, Ted?
What's going on, guys? That's just frustrating. Another news cycle where we're not talking about football. And I know Scott, I know Jason, and this would have all just died on the vine, but what Jason has to understand is the people that were here before him constantly tried to control the narrative. So fans like myself never went to the team for any news. We went to you, B. Mitch. We went to you, JP, and other guys when we wanted to hear something, because you guys would ask the questions we wanted to hear. And the part I've got a problem with is Jason saying good luck with special access. That is just seems like we're taking five steps back when that tweet's sent out, and that will not be forgotten. It's just so frustrating that we can't get out of our own way at times.
Not wrong, Ted. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. See you tomorrow. Ted, are you already in the parking lot of FedEx?
I had to drive by, make sure everything was good. Porta potties were in the right spots. Trash cans are in the right spots, and looking forward to being out there.
Lord knows there will be porta potties.
Just so they not know, backdrop of a picture.
Remember that they tried to get mad at the media for that?
Yeah.
Like we were the ones that took the picture there? A lot of blame in the media. Paul is in D.C. Paul, what up?
Hey, I wanted to do two things. I just real quick.
Paul,
you got to get that phone right, man.
Yeah, I'm putting Paul on hold.
Put him on hold. We'll get him in a few good.
Paul, you got to stand still and find a good spot, because we can't hear a word you're saying. Should we try this again, Landfill? What do you think?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Ready, Paul? Paul, what up? Paul is gone. Paul?
Yeah.
Paul, this ain't going to work.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
There you go. All right. Okay. What that's all about is the fact that they are afraid that the deal that they made is what.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Good luck. Get a new phone. I thought Dan Helley. Dan Helley used to work at Channel 4. Everybody knows Dan Helley, NFL Network, all sorts of stuff. He's doing like UFC. Dude does everything.
Mm-hmm.
He had a tweet saying, driving around D.C. listening to sports talk on the radio. I assume he's listening to us.
Yeah.
Helly says, one, the question was poorly phrased. Two, Wentz handled it perfectly. Three, team president calling out reporter on Twitter and head coach saying on first day of camp his focus with Wentz was making him feel wanted doesn't actually help Wentz at all. None of this helps Carson. None of this helps Rob.
Yeah.
It's simple. Let's go to Eugene in Virginia. Eugene, what's up, man?
How we feeling?
We're good, brother. How are you?
Hey, is there any way you guys can hook up with Doc at the end of every Commanders game? Because he keeps it real and he tells it like it is.
I think we do a good enough job of that as well.
I'm not saying you're not, but Doc, he hits it right on the money sometimes.
That's why we had him on the show.
I'm saying, but is there any way you can hook him up like after every game?
I don't know. We're going to keep having Doc on. He's doing radio. What's up? Did you want to comment?
Yeah. Hey, y'all need to stop sipping on that Scotty, man.
Why?
Y'all sound like y'all a little tired.
I think you sipping on something that you need to stop sipping on.
That was a hell of a ride right there.
Yeah. What the hell?
Let's go to B in Manassas. B, what up?
Hey, I'm calling in about the decay of football as we know it. These multimillionaire professional football players who are being soft-pedaled for their interviews, the change in the game and the rules, and now the presidents of these companies stepping in to babysit them. When are we going to have football like we know it? They're making a lot of money, representing a lot of people and communities. Man up and quit being a bunch of powder puff football players. Enough.
All right.
Well done, B. Thank you for the call.
I take that.
Yeah. Man up. Knuckle up records, son.
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy. B. Mitch, are you sitting down?
I'm here.
Landfill, are you sitting down?
What we got?
Landfill, are you sitting down? We got Rev T.
Uh-oh.
Buckle up. Reverend.
See, I'm a firm believer, J.P. Finley. And my good friend B. Mitch is that the truth will set you free. And I don't really know Scott Abrams. I didn't seen him along the way. If you know me well, John Gonzalez is my man over there at ABC7, right? But at the end of the day, when I sat down and I looked at the interview, the man didn't say anything to Carson Wentz or ask any questions out of hate or out of malice. He asked them an honest question about the truth that's been said about him. Now, when it comes to Jason Wright, you know I could say a whole lot of things right now. And if you follow me at DC Hype Man on Rev T, I'm talking about it now, about my situation with the Washington Commanders and how they carried the way I was treated and been treated through social media. And I'm not going to speak too much on it because I made a promise to B. Mitch. When he tell me to let loose on it, then I will. But the standards now with the Commanders is, if you got lipstick on, you good. But if you ain't got lipstick on, they going to ban you. They going to blackball you. They going to bamboozle you because you ain't toe-tapping the way that they want them to. And I don't care who don't like me. I don't care who ban me. At the end of the day, I am the people's hype man. Rev T. Believe Jason Wright, you a Bama for that. Bye, y'all.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Rev T. Got this from Noble Martin. He says, I must be in the minority. I'm like meh at both the interview and Jason's response. I think that's I think this whole thing would have gone away, dude.
I think, Noble, you're right about the interview, but I think that when you have so many things going wrong, the president should not be responding to that interview for sure. You get what I'm saying?
I just think JP
was asking us, did we know these certain names this morning? And we didn't know who the hell they were. They were presidents of other football teams where they don't respond. They don't make themselves known. They just do their jobs. And I think that's what we got to get to. You know, you got a PR department. You got people that handle all that stuff. They could say something. They could discuss it with the guy. They could go talk to him. But just because you went to social media and made the comment that you made, what really does that do? Who did that fear? Who did that scare? It scared no damn body. What you do is, one thing I've learned, media people have this delicate little connection, like a fraternity sorority type thing. They look out for each other. So when things go wrong, normally you get benefit of the doubt by some people. What happens if a lot of people stop giving the benefit of the doubt? What happens is more people start researching and starting to look into things that are going on. Then you got a bigger problem, don't you?
Keeping the calls going. Hell, this is such a wacky day. We're keeping the calls going the whole rest of the day. Ask me Mitch anything at 1 o'clock. We've got this Carson Wentz, Scott Abraham, Jason Wright, kerfuffle. Don't go anywhere.
Kerfuffle.
Don't go anywhere, damn it. Dan Helly's driving around listening to us. You should, too.
We love it.
B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook if you haven't already. Get in on the action early this season. Right now, new customers get their first bet match with up to $250 in free bets guaranteed. There are a lot of future bets out there. And let's just focus on the Washington Commanders here. Will Carson Wentz and the Commanders beat their 8.5 win total? What side are you going to be on? Will Carson Wentz have... They got it marked at minus 11.5 for interception. Will he be above or below? Will he have 22.5 touchdowns? Which way are you going? All of it is minus 112. You could jump on it. And will the Commanders or the Ravens from right up the road make the playoff? You can even start building out same-game parlays. Mix a lot of those bets together and make you a lot of money. Join now with promo code Brian and get your first bet matched with up to $250 in free bets. That's up to $250 in free bets, win or lose. There's no better place to get ready for football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. Remember, again, that's promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old, present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mitch and Finley. 1067 The Fan. Scott, he's like a Red Bull Friday. You know what's messed up? Paul Henry's obviously our guy. We talk about him kind of nonstop. I don't know that we've talked about training camp today because of this dumb nonsense.
We haven't.
But if we had, all our training camp coverage is brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. And lest I forget, don't let me go around here lesting. B. Mitchell Finley is presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. And if that's not enough paid words for you, how about this? Ask B. Mitch Anything comes up in 10 minutes. Ask B. Mitch Anything is brought to you by Connection, the trusted technology advisor to many federal customers. Let them help you today at connection.com. You know what's good when there's a lot of stuff to read? People are listening. Now, phone calls. Paul is in D.C. Hello, Paul.
Hey, what's up? Thanks a lot for waiting for me.
All right, Paul. There you go, brother.
Okay, so here's what I was saying. That is not a reflection on Carson Wentz. That's more of a reflection on Jason Wright. I think that they're afraid that if he doesn't play well, then that trade blows up in their face and they look foolish because the other two teams did let him go. However, in reference to football, B-Mix, I do have a quick question about tomorrow's game. That's more important. Don't you think that Sam Howell should play the majority of that game, considering we only have three preseason games? I would let Sam Howell play because Taylor Heinicke already knows the offense. And then the second game, I would kind of let Taylor play a half and then let Carson play three quarters on that final game since you got so much tied up in him. I'm kind of afraid to even put him out there on the first quarter. We saw what happened to Ryan Fitzpatrick, first play of the game or, you know, first series of a season. So I think I really like Sam Howell. I really want to see what the future looks like. Like Willis, Malik Willis played yesterday. They really let that young man play like the whole first half. I thought that was smart on their coaching staff for Tennessee. I like that.
Yeah, I would
they
love,
pulled him because he wasn't throwing the ball. Thank you for the call, Paul.
I would love to see Sam Howell play. I think, you know, like you said, we already know we haven't Taylor. I know that they're not going to play Carson a lot. Yo, let Sam get that work. I expect him to get it.
I actually wrote this down earlier, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. I have a theory about Sam Howell. I think everybody should be really excited to watch Sam Howell these next three games. I think we'll get a half of him tomorrow. I think we'll get probably a quarter of him in Kansas. And I think we'll get a full game in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
You should want to see every snap of Sam Howell. The kid has a live arm. He's a little shorter than you expect, but the arm strength is very real.
Mm-hmm.
You should not want to see Sam Howell again this year. Because if you see Sam Howell again this year, means things have gone wrong. If you see Sam Howell this year, means Wentz got hurt and then Heinicke got hurt.
Yeah.
Or it means Wentz was ineffective and the season's over. Because if
you see him and he plays terrific?
Great, but that is not the plan.
No, it's not the plan.
They talk about the plan.
It's not the plan, but you know what? Sometimes playing, just like we were planning to talk about the game tomorrow all day, and we talked about this incident.
Good point.
You got to call an audible when you see things aren't working.
Omaha.
What did Joe Gibbs do? They started off 0-5 with the Eric Coryell system. Then they went to running the ball and throwing, and they went 8-3. Sometimes you got to adjust, even though you thought something else was going to be better.
Landfill. Ask Drab if we can get his take on the Jason Wright thing, because I think the tweet came out when they were off the air. Drabby. Drab.
Drab, he's walking around with somebody.
Ask him.
He's busy.
Okay. That settles that. ask Pimich anything coming up next. Phone lines will be open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Pimich, I'm going to ask you something. You could determine how this goes. Jarrah is on the line. Do you want to talk to Jarrah now, or do you want to talk to Jarrah next? Your mic is off.
We can get him right now. Jarrah's ready.
Well, he hung up. Well,
damn.
That settles
that. I guess he wasn't ready.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is time to Ask B-Mitch Anything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.